Because he says he's got some stories to tell us. He was at the American Airlines Center last night for the Mavs-Kings game. And he joins us now on the ticket hotline. He's an usher at the AAC. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Good morning. It's Jesse.
Jesse?
Simi Sue.
Well, thank you for joining us, Jesse. And we understand that you saw some very interesting things. First of all, where were you stationed last night as an usher at the AAC?
Well, I've been an usher for over 3 years for the Dallas Mavericks. I'm an older gentleman, 63 years young.
Mm-hmm.
And after I retired, I decided that I've always been a big basketball fan, so I became an usher, and I've been fortunate enough to be stationed right behind the Mavericks bench.
Oh, that's a good seat.
Yes, and so... But last night, I actually wasn't an usher. I got to sit right behind the Mavs bench because a corporation donated their seats to my family.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yeah, so it was very nice of the corporation to do that.
So you didn't have to work.
Given our predicament.
Yeah, so you didn't have to work, which is nice. So what did you observe there right behind the Mavs bench?
Oh, yeah, so why did the corporation donate the seats to my family? That's a good question.
Yeah, your predicament, what was that?
Well, my son is suffering from kidney disease.
Okay.
So he likes to hang around after the NBA games and try to get a hold of Greg Ostertag's other kidney.
Oh, well,
Right, George?
One's already...
What do you mean, right, George? What do you mean?
One's already gone to Greg's sister, and he can't afford the other one.
Well, it's real interesting, of course, to be an usher behind the Mavericks bench. I've always been a very big Mavericks fan, and being able to see how it all works right then in person is a great. Like, Nelly is a lot bigger in person than you would expect him to be.
Yeah.
And he smells god-awful. he smells like a Sasquatch in Mensis.
Oh, God.
I mean, that man has not tended to his ass since Reagan was president.
This is Jesse, an usher from the American Airlines Center, joining us on the ticket with some stories from the AAC last night.
And I've noticed that there's a lot of black young men in the NBA.
Yeah.
And they tend to use the N-word an awful lot down there.
Do they?
And it is shocking, I tell you. Civil Rights Act be damned. This is basketball to them.
It is disturbing to hear that word.
It is. And it's also wonderful to see Sean Bradley to not care that up close. It's very odd to see it. So close to you.
But that is shocking.
And, you know, some things that just television doesn't pick up. Like, it's incredible to see the intricacies of Eddie Nahara's fake hustling. But I don't have much in the way of praise for the Mavericks owner, Mark Cuban.
Why's that?
He doesn't treat me so well.
Really?
He always gets mad at me when I ask to see his ticket.
Yeah.
One time when he couldn't find his ticket, you know, of course, I would have let him sit down. So Mark told me that he would kill me and eat my body in a series of homemade tacos, just like he did Madeline Murray O'Hare.
God.
Wow.
He wouldn't say something like that.
And, of course, I get to... being a premier usher, that's what they call the ones that get to attend to the areas where the celebrities will, of course, sit. But
any celebrities there last night?
There were some of the most famous Dallas people in the history.
Really?
Last night.
In the history.
There was Ross Perot was there.
Uh-huh.
Angie Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
Troy Aikens was there.
Aikman.
Yeah.
Abby Holiday.
I don't think
she's with us anymore, but...
Burton Gilliam.
That's possible.
Is it?
The guy who started Chili's.
Yeah.
Al Lipscomb.
Oh, he was there? He's not under house arrest anymore?
The director of the Garland Theater.
Huh.
Lincoln Coleman. Doug Ray. All of the Dallas
celebrities. Yeah, there's some big names there.
And Keyshawn Johnson was there last night.
Yeah.
I saw him there. He was... wearing a 49er jersey of all things. And
yeah, what was the deal with that?
I went up to him afterwards and said, you know, Mr. Johnson, what are you doing here wearing a 49er jersey? And Of course, I was immediately up against a concrete wall with one of his posse holding a Glock at my head. I guess he's kind of shy, being me.
Yeah, I never approach Keyshawn about stuff like that. You know, I bet you've seen a lot of weird stuff being an usher for this long. What's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, probably the time I sodomized NSYNC.
Hi-o!
Okay.
Jesse, I think we're going to have to let you go.
See you later.
Well, I mean, I guess he is there for concerts, but...
Yeah? I didn't think...
You know what?
Degenerate into that.
That sounds like it would have been the answer to the question asked of NSYNC, what is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you?